Last caller of the day, Melissa in Birmingham, Alabama. You're up next. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I want to add a question if I can, but the first one is...
We might not get to it. Give us your champion question, Melissa.
Okay.
We're about out of time.
My first question is, my Protestant friend said that the Ten Commandments were basically thrown out the window because Jesus came and said the only commandment was now.
Oh, Melissa, your cell phone is really scratchy and uneven.
You know what,
Melissa?
I got the question.
Yeah, okay, so Jesus came to throw the Ten Commandments and moral law out the door, right, Tim?
Exactly. Well, Melissa, that's a common misconception among some Protestant sects that says, you know, we're free from the law, therefore the Ten Commandments don't bind us any longer, at least not in the sense that if we break them we could go to hell because we're justified by faith alone, and that is a myth. What you need to do, Melissa, is go to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, when Jesus encounters the famous rich young man who says, "What must I do to have eternal life?" Let me tell you something. I, as a Protestant minister, if somebody would ask me, "What must I do to have everlasting life?" You know what I would have said? Just kneel down and say the sinner's prayer, my friend. And yet Jesus did not get the memo because he does not agree with that. Jesus says, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He says, which? Jesus lists them. But I've done this. Then he says, give everything to the poor and follow me. You know what? The Catholic Church has been teaching this for 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. If you want to get to heaven, you must give everything, not 50% of your life, 70% of your life, 100% of your life to Jesus. Keep the commandments in and through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and persevere until the end. And that's the way you get to heaven.
And Tim, I love that our Lord didn't correct the question. He didn't say, oh, it's not about doing. It's about reading and believing. Faith alone.
That's
so
right.
Much for that.
That's right.
Thanks for the